Hello, thank you for calling Podcast Phone. For Barely Podcasting, press 1.
Hi, this is Barely from Barely Podcasting Podcast.
Congratulations, you have selected the Barely Podcasting Podcast. The Barely Podcasting Podcast is barely funny.
Blah, blah, blah.
Barely provocative.
Blah, blah, blah.
And barely spontaneous.
So that's what I've been doing at work, trying to match my voice to the sound of the drills and the pressure things and all the gidgets and gadgets.
What? What? Oh, sorry. Sometimes funny, sometimes provocative. Oh, my bad. The Barely Podcasting Podcast is
sometimes funny. Sometimes provocative.
I like being without any clothes on, first of all.
But don't take my word for it.
Hi, this is Red Boy.
And I'm Absolute Amy.
And you're barely listening to Barely of the Barely Podcast, our friend barely north of the cornfields.
And now, your host who's barely just arrived, Barely.
Hey, everybody. Yep, it's number 55 of the Barely Podcasting Podcast. Welcome or welcome back to the show. I appreciate you stopping by for, well, I don't know how long it's going to be. I always record this segment first. Even though a lot of podcasters record it last, I do it first because, well, I'm lazy. So, anyway, let's just get into it. First of all, I do want to thank Red Boy, and he is from the Red Boy Podcast. Gotta check him out. He's great. I've reviewed him. Of course he's great. Anyway, let's see. What's on today's show? I'm going to shake it up a little bit. I'm going to kind of rearrange some of the segments that I have. So it's going to be interesting a little bit. Things will not end the way they normally do. Well, my extra will be the same, but you know what I mean. Anyway, on today's show, I get chewed out at work again. No, it's not by my boss either. The phone's dead. Let's see. No longer surprise. Yeah, these are like segments I'm going to actually title them. Otherwise, I give away the whole thing and you just listen to the first couple minutes. My wife and a class she had to take. Just perfume. You'll get it. Also, I had to do a questionnaire at work. Kind of an interesting question I had. And also, I go on to a rant about someone's snot-nosed brat kid. So, anyway, I think that's pretty much it. I do want to say right up front, check out for the music on today's show was provided by the PodSafe Music Network. So, that's it. Quick intro. Let's get going. At my job, what we normally do is if we're taking a full day off or maybe a few days off of work, we send out a memo to the whole department saying, look, I'm not going to be around. If you need to reach me or something in an emergency, contact this person and give all that kind of contact information. Well, one of our writers who's in my department, he was going to be kind of picking up his son from college for spring break, and he sent out a memo. He just had to leave for a day. It was Friday that he was going to leave. So, in his ultimate wisdom, he writes down, let's see. Oh, yeah. I will be out on PTO Friday. And that is where it all went wrong. People started, and in my department, we have a very good rapport. So, people all started to send him emails, kind of slamming him a little bit, saying, yeah, hey, you got to do this. Boy, you could even take Friday if you want as well. We won't charge you. I mean, all these stupid little comments. And at the same time I'm getting this, I'm getting a couple emails in for serious work business. But I see this, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do a smart-ass reply. And I say, now before any time this person sends anything out for the public to see, it must be approved by the whole department. I mean, that is in and of itself a ridiculous request slash comment slash requirement. he's a good writer, so he comes up with good stuff, but he's just, he's funny. And I was able to play with him on that. Well, about 30 seconds later, the person who sits across from him, and also is someone who sent me a couple things, kind of saying, this stuff is ready to go, let's get this moving, blah, blah, blah. She comes over to me, livid. And she's like, don't you dare ever send me another email like that. Da, 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 da. I mean, ripping me up a new one. And I look at her, and mind you, if you've listened to the show from the beginning, this is also the woman who last Valentine's Day of 06, asked me at my desk if I was going to do my wife. Not what am I going to do for my wife, am I going to do my wife? So, this is the same person. She does not, she's not all that vocal when it comes to problems and stuff like that. She tries to solve them, but I guess I hit her on a bad day. And she's ripping me a new one up and down, and finally I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, that stuff I sent you, you said now this one writer has to go through and have the whole department get approval, blah, blah, blah. I don't appreciate changes like that, namely since you're not in the role I am, blah, blah, blah. And I said, look, that was a response to his PTO request, which had a misspelling. And mid-sentence, because she was starting to rip me a new one again, she dead stops and turns beet red. That's right, I nailed her butt to the wall on that one. She looks at me, she's like, no. I'm like, you did not find it interesting at all that I said the whole department, all of us, have to approve whenever something he writes gets sent out. She's like, I didn't read it all the way. I'm like, the subject line wasn't even yours. It was a response. And everyone who is around me is busting up laughing because she was ripping me a new one. And if it had been for the email that she had sent me about, yes, that would have been legitimate. I would have said, okay, fine, I screwed up. I sent a smart-ass reply. Teaches her to not read her emails. Hey everybody, Barely here, and I am here to tell you a little bit about GoDaddy. I'm using GoDaddy for all of my stuff. I've purchased my domain name through them, my email account through them, as well as I now host on them. So I have the whole package. I love it. It has been great since I moved over there, and I would recommend all of you doing the same. If you are looking at creating a full web hosting thing, you can go through GoDaddy. If you want to just purchase your domain name, you can go through GoDaddy. And there's a couple things that I've been able to get for you for that. If you go to GoDaddy and you want to get the web hosting account, just go over to GoDaddy at GoDaddy.com and enter the code POD, P-O-D, 1-5, and save an additional 10% on your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details. But also, if you are just looking to purchase your domain name or anything along those lines, enter the code BLUE15, and you'll get a 10% off of that. I mean, what's better than that? So, yeah, head right over to GoDaddy and do that for me. I'd appreciate it, and I know the good folks at GoDaddy would as well. On days that my wife works, she will routinely call home and just check the messages and stuff like that if it's not a weekend in which I'm home. Well, on this day, this week, my wife calls me at work and says, do you know what's up with the phone lines? I'm like, no, why? What's up? She's like, they're busy. I'm like, well, maybe someone's leaving a message. She's like, okay, and hangs up. Well, 10 minutes later, she calls me back and says, our answering machine does not accept messages over 4 minutes. I'm like, yeah. She's like, the phone's still busy. I'm like, no, it can't be. So we are trying the entire day, trying to figure out why our phone is down. And this is our landline phone. It's not our cell phones or anything like that. It's our landline phone. So we're trying to figure out what's going on. Are they doing construction in our neighborhood again that knocked the phone lines out? And so this is going on all day. No clue what's going on. And we're trying, both of us now are trying all day, just trying to figure out what the heck is going on. Well, I have to go and pick up my little girl from school, so I get her and I come home. My wife still isn't home. She gets home probably an hour and a half after I do, and we leave for work at the same time. So My little girl's running around watching Dora playing with all of her toys and everything, and I'm running around the house trying to figure out what's going on. Because at one point during the day, my wife had called the phone company and said, look, our phones aren't working. What could be the problem? Is there a line issue? And she said, and the phone lady said, no, there's nothing going on in your neighborhood. We have phones in all the houses. Yours is busy. And my wife's like, but that doesn't make any sense. It's like, well, maybe what happened is you left one of a cordless phone off the charger and it's dying, and so it just accidentally picked up. It could last all day unless you turn it off, because then it'll stay on until it physically dies and then it disconnects. But you never know how long that'll be. So I go in to the house and I'm looking around. We only have cordless phones, which is a stupid idea, but we only have cordless phones. So if the power goes out, we're screwed. We do need to get another corded phone. I want to put that one back into the basement, which means I wouldn't have to bring a cordless phone into the basement every time I want to record. But I'm on a tangent once again, folks. Anyway, so I'm running all over the house, checking every phone. I click it, listen, click it and turn it off. All of them are dead. And I put them back on the chargers. Everyone was on the charger. No clue what was going on. But we did have a voicemail from that morning. Because we have an answering machine. Not technically voicemail, but you know what I mean. So I'm running around the house and I'm physically disconnecting all the phones now. Just saying, okay, this phone physically disconnected. Can't do anything. Plug it back in. Still dead. Until I realize there's one phone I have yet to check. And I've already gone down into the basement and checked the lines down there to see if anything broke or anything, because I've spliced together a few extra phone lines. That's when I realize I'm tracing all these phone lines around. I'm like, okay, that one goes up that side of the house. This one goes up into the kitchen. This one goes into the fax machine. And then I'm like, then there's this one that goes over to the TiVo. I'm like, TiVo wouldn't do something like that. TiVo always just checks and then hangs up. Well, I go upstairs. I have a cordless phone in my hand. And I'm like, okay, let's see what this will do. So I unplug TiVo. It's in an area I can actually reach. And I plug it back in. And I click the phone. It comes on. That's what it did. TiVo forgot to disconnect. So all day, TiVo was sitting there trying to update, and it didn't update, so I don't know what the hell happened, but TiVo kind of screwed me up on that one. Yay! This is why I need to figure out how I can get TiVo hooked into my network and just have it run through the internet. That's what I want to do. I don't know how to do it, though. Anyone out there can help me with it. I would greatly appreciate it. I've looked at the help things for TiVo. I can't figure it out. I'm a dork, remember? I have no clue on these kind of things. So, yeah, help a podcaster out and like give them really detailed directions. That would greatly be helpful. I can kind of get it hooked up. Well, I physically can get it hooked up. I just can't get it into the network. So please help. On Monday morning, I got into work, and a buddy of mine's fiance, who also works for the same company that I do, called me and said, look, I know this is last minute, but I'm planning a surprise party for so-and-so. We'll call him Buddy A. So, fiance is planning surprise birthday party for Buddy A, and she calls me to see if I can make it. Well, my wife's working this weekend, so she wouldn't be able to make it. But I'm like, I can make it with my little girl. And she's like, great, that'd be perfect. Then she goes and calls Buddy B. And Buddy B was not available to make it this weekend. So he kind of says, no, I can't make it. I really wish I could. Forgot to point out that he didn't listen. He didn't hear fiance say surprise party. So he goes through, and in our company, and Buddy A also works in the company, Buddy A gets a text message from Buddy B. And we do a lot of text communication within our company. If I actually had a company-provided cell phone that had text, we use BlackBerries in our office. But I have a Trio. I like my Trio. Anyway, he text messages Buddy B, text messages Buddy A, saying, "Hey, look, dude, I'm sorry I can't make it on Saturday. Just have other plans going that I really can't cancel." So that blew the whole surprise. Well, Buddy A talks with his fiance, who's planning the whole thing, and he's like, "So, what was going on Saturday?" She had a few drinks in her and spilled the beans on everything. I mean, she just went, "Oh, I can't believe Buddy B did this, blah, 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 blah. I was invited over Barely and his daughter, da, 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 da," and lists out everyone she invited. I mean, it's not, okay, yeah, the surprise was kind of blown, but it could have been still a surprise if she's like, "Oh, I was inviting a couple people over, and he was one of them, because I know if he wants to go anywhere, he has to come through our neck of the woods." Nope, didn't work that way. And in doing such, the whole thing was ruined. And now I'm just going to be sitting at home with my little girl. Well, now she's taking a nap. But yes, with my little girl, who is the crusher of dreams, who's still up and not going down for her nap as she promised she would. Bad little girl. So, yay, me. I get no party. Okay, folks, this is where things begin to change up a little bit. I'm going to do my feedback now. I know you're looking at it going, "Holy crap, we're at the end? We're doing feedback?" No, I threw it dead in the middle of the show. Kind of figured, hey, let's change it up a little bit. Let's see how things can work out differently. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm a dork. And I did get some feedback this week, so I am just going to go through and start mentioning what I got.
"Hello, and welcome for calling podcast home for Barely Podcasting 1.
I have no clue who that was. None whatsoever. So, someone's imitating my phone or my intro from a car. That's all I know, at least at the moment. Well, let's check who's the next voicemailer.
"Hey, Barely, I was trying to press 1 for Barely Podcasting on your podcast phone. It didn't work. They tried to cut me off, but anyway, this is Pete from Pete's Midlife Crisis, and I just got done listening to Corby over at the Twisted Pickle on his episode 96, and I'm a little disturbed, dude. Are you, let me get this right. Are you having sex dreams about me, or is that my cousin slicing your voicemail again and dragging me into it this time? You know, he's kind of playing with fire here, because I've got a lot of time on my hands, a lot more than he does, and I can edit and copy and record and do all this stuff while my wife is watching, and he's got a big secret that he's trying to keep secret, so, I guess this is my way of getting out a message to my dear darling cousin Corby, a.k.a. Winky Boy." Yeah, explain that one, dude. "And just letting you know, just be careful. Just for God's sake, be careful. And Barely, if you're actually having sex dreams about me, dude, stop. I'm not flattered by it. That's just weird. So anyway, I guess that's it, and we'll talk to you later. Hopefully not in your dreams. Bye."
Okay, Steve. Well, first of all, no, I'm not having sex dreams about you. Second of all, if you've listened to your cousin, he owed me on that one. I would say best bet would be to check out, I can't remember the exact show. I know when I did this piece, when I sent it off to him. I'm saying it's between shows 86 and 88 of the Twisted Pickle Show. Those would be the ones that I would say you might want to check out, and just, that could be why he felt just revenge on that one. So, yeah, check out those episodes. You'll see what I mean when I say I had it coming. I definitely had that one coming. Okay, have a quick message here from Joe from Dallas.
Hey, Barely, Joe from Dallas. I just wanted to comment on a comment that I heard on your last show. I forget what her name was, but nope, not all the people listening to your show are podcasters. Some of us just don't have what it takes. Catch you later. Bye.
And yes, not all of my listeners are podcasters, but a majority of them are. And Joe, honestly, I think you should be one. You've got some real interesting stories there, and I'm sure you could do it if you felt a creative need. But if you don't, hey, that's cool. You could always just be a Uber podcast listener. I mean, you listen to all the great shows, so I might actually have to come up and or give you a contact or something so that I could see what shows you're listening to and which ones I have to start listening to so that I can have more shows to review. I'm running out. Seriously, folks, I'm running out of shows. Okay, final voicemail.
Barely, Matt, the Red Boy Podcast. You know what? You've got to be the gutsiest geek I know to actually try and take apart your trio to get a piece of glitter out. That is just truly amazing that you even think about trying, although I did find it kind of humorous that you were challenged to try and put it back together. I've been there many of times where I get something apart and I fix the problem, and then the biggest challenge is trying to reassemble what I've disassembled. But glad it worked out for you. I hate to have to see you go spend another $400 on a brand new phone that you couldn't put back together. Because I'm sure disassembling it as you did voided any warranty that you may have possibly stood a chance to have. So, anyway, we'll talk on you later. Red Boy, out.
And to go along with that, I do have written feedback, too, on this. So, what the written feedback says, it's also from Red Boy. And he says, and this was from the blog, and he says, You've got guts to take apart a trio. That could have gone wrong in so many ways. Though, I don't think I'll hire you as my cell phone tech. Yeah, it was a dumb move the whole way around. But, hey, it worked out. It worked. Phone still works, too. So, hey, woohoo. Okay. Well, let's get on to the next segment, then. Shall we? I think most of you know that, yes, my wife is a nurse. She has a weird schedule and all this, blah, blah, blah. One thing that my wife has to do, though, is take classes. Keeping her CPR up and all these other medical class things that she needs to do so that she can be a medical technician kind of person. Not a medical technician. A medical professional. Yeah, we'll put it that way. But, yes, she does a great job at her job, and she gets a lot of praise and acclaim and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, my wife had to retake her CPR class. And after listening to a recap of this class, I'm scared to ever walk into a hospital again. While my wife knows what she's doing, she's very good at what she does, the CPR instructor scares the living daylights out of me. When going through and instructing how you do this, I mean, it's supposed to be a 3-hour class, and he's going through and saying, okay, well, we're supposed to watch a video, but it's from the 80s, and it looks funny. So, let's not. And he's like, and I'm supposed to teach you, I mean, and mind you, this is all a refresher course for these people, so it's not like it's new people. It's like, oh, well, how do you do this? How do you do that? Once he gets into the actual how you do the compressions and the blowing, blah, 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 he says, first of all, don't panic. The code team will be there shortly. The code team is when you have that, you know, you hear on ER and like Grey's Anatomy and all those medical shows, code blue, means someone's dying. And they use that all over the place. So you hear code blue, that means someone's dying. And they need to do CPR and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they have a team at my wife's hospital that does codes. They will go anywhere in the hospital and they'll race in and just start doing what they need to do. the normal staff kind of backs up a little bit and just does minimal stuff that is like charting and blah, you know, all that other boring stuff. Not the ones where you see people sticking needles and hearts and all that. Anyway, what the instructor said is, okay, when you do compressions and everything, push here, blow here. Kind of pushing to the chest for the push, pointing to the mouth for the blow. Push here, blow here. And you wonder why I'm scared about going into the hospital ever again for the rest of my life? I could be dead before that code team shows up. At work, I know, most of my stories are at work, because the most interesting people I think I'll ever meet are at work. Well, there's this one lady, and, I mean, she's real quiet, ultra-conservative, it's rumored that she farts a lot, but, I mean, she'll come up to me, and I can hear, like, every other word. She's like, and I can, you know? And so I just kind of shake my head. It's like, uh-huh, uh-huh. I mean, I don't hear word really half of what she says, but she talks so softly and all this. It's just like, come on, lady, you need a little bit of balls to work in this industry. And I just don't think she has it. But she's been there a while, so she must be doing something right. But, I mean, just really, really, really weird kind of woman. But she came up to my desk the other day, was asking about this thing I was working on. And all of a sudden, I got a whiff of her perfume. And, well, no, I'm not going to say a whiff, because that implies that it's just kind of wafting through the air. I got hit over the head with a sledgehammer of her perfume. I mean, this was overpowering. It's like she bathed in it. Either that, or she ripped a bad one and just tried to cover it up by dousing herself in perfume. But not any kind of perfume, mind you, folks. This is not the perfume that it's like, okay, yeah, when they leave, it's like, oh, that, it was strong when they were here, but now it's nice. No, this was the perfume that 85-year-old ladies wear. I mean, it was instantly, I'm just like, oh my God, that's grandma perfume. And she just seemed happy with it. Every day now that she has to come over and talk to me, I notice this. And it's getting stronger and stronger. It's just like, just shoot me now or rip my nostrils off, because this perfume is killing me. I mean, there was one time I was actually crying because it just stung. I don't get it. Why do you put on that much perfume? An old lady perfume at that, that's not work safe. That's retirement home safe. I'm sure at most major companies, they have surveys and questionnaires and kind of things that you have to do every year, kind of saying, okay, here's like ethics. You have to be ethical, blah, blah, blah. You can't steal, blah, blah, blah. But also, we have a conflict of interest thing that we have to do annually. And every time that I've done it, I've always wondered why they ask this question. And I'm going through it. I mean, it's just, I'm not even thinking that this is going to be show material until I hit this question. And this question was, have you ever or will you break any law? Yes, folks, that's right. I said, will you? I mean, first of all, who's going to be dumb enough to say, yeah, I'm going to break a law in 2 weeks. I'm going to, go down to the corner grocery store and hold it up or something along those lines. I mean, I was half tempted just to check it, saying yes, saying, yeah, I think I'm going to speed home from work today. Not dramatically, but maybe 10 miles over the limit. I mean, I didn't know how strict they were going to be, but, yeah, traffic laws I don't think they were referring to. But still, at the same time, it's like, what? Why do you ask if people are going to break the law? You would have to be the dumbest criminal to be caught on that because you said, yes, I'm going to break the law. It's going to be on Thursday or something like that. I don't get it. But I had to answer it anyway, and I checked no. So I look like a good citizen and all this blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you all know me as a dork, so... Am I being a good citizen, or am I just being way out there? Okay, folks, time for a review. And this show is very much an adult show. I'm going to preface that right now. If you're under 18, I'd recommend not listening to it, even though you'd want to. But, yeah, I would just say this is more of an adult show. The show that I'm going to review this week is by a couple. They're not a couple. They've actually never met, to my knowledge, but they are a man and a woman. And the show is called Let's Get Naughty. The hosts, Eric and Andrea, really do know how to put on a good show. And what the show is about is sex, plain and simple. But it's not your typical everyday, oh, well, with sexual intercourse, you have a man and a woman. I mean, you don't have that. You have it from ordinary people. I mean, and they lay it out right in the beginning of the show, too, that they're ordinary people. They've been through this, and they're kind of saying, here's what we've done. Here's what we've seeing, here's in this circumstance, this, and they make sure it's very topical. They go through and they hit a single topic on something dealing with sex, whether it be, I'm trying to keep it somewhat family friendly, even though my show sometimes veers off, but how do I put some of this stuff? In a variety of sexual topics, but do not come at it kind of giggling and everything. They present the topic seriously, but have fun doing it. And I know that makes it sound dry. It is definitely not dry. It's one of those shows where they have fun doing it. They crack jokes here and there, but yet at the same time, they're giving you pretty good advice. They're giving you advice from regular everyday people. And if they don't know an answer, they try to look it up, get as much information as possible before they move forward into the topic. So it's just really a very good show, very well produced, and it's just fun to listen to. Listening to their banter, they have excellent chemistry, and it's just fun to listen to. So like all my other shows, I highly recommend this one, Let's Get Naughty, and they're over at letsgetnaughtypodcast.com. And if you're a first-time listener, definitely drop them a line. If you're a woman, drop Eric a line. If you're a guy, drop Andrea a line. That way it'll be a little bit easier. I know, I'm a dork. But anyway, yeah, if you're a first-time listener, drop them a line. Let them know that you're a first-time listener and that the Barely Podcasting Podcast sent you over.
Hi, this is Eric.
And this is Andrea. Have you ever just wanted to know what other people are thinking and doing when it comes to sex?
Let's Get Naughty is an interactive internet radio show discussing sex in every shape and form. No topic is too taboo or too tame.
We'll keep you guessing with our sharp wit and our irreverent conversations.
And by the end of the show, you may just learn a thing or two about what it means to be a better lover.
So sit back, get comfortable, and let's get naughty.
You can find us at www.letsgetnaughtypodcast.com, or you can call us at 206-202-2548.
That's 206-202-CLIT.
Really? It spells CLIT?
Yeah, CLIT. You do know what I'm talking about, right, Eric?
Coming soon, Let's Get Naughty Podcast.
Well, that wraps up episode number 55, double fives. It's not double deuces. That's two. I don't know. It wraps up 55. I want to thank you all for coming and listening to the show, hanging out with me for a while. And hey, it looks like, at least the way how I'm recording it right now, this is one of my shorter shows in a long time. So, and this is kind of the range I'm trying to make as a goal for how long the shows are supposed to be. But again, sometimes things happen and they go a lot longer. So, hey, thanks for checking out the show if you're a first-time listener. Otherwise, come back again next week. And if you are a first-time listener, come back again next week. And for the regular listeners, thanks again for keeping me on your podcatcher. I definitely appreciate it. Drop me mail or voicemail, email, all that. And here's all that interesting stuff. You can go and check out the website at barelypodcasting.com. Leave me a voicemail at area code 206-984-DORK, which spells dork. And that is area code 206-984-3675. And you can also leave me an email at barely@barelypodcasting.com. And I think that's it. I will talk to you later, folks. How the hell can I do any work with this? This podcast can be found on some of the best podcast directories out there, including iTunes, Podcast Pickle, and Blueberry.com.